Sure. The Sheriff's Department and the local police department here encourage the district to start a real threat assessment team in the fall of 2018. And we went through that training here in this same room where we're having a board meeting tonight with about 40 staff members and members from law enforcement and the Mercer County Health Department. And tonight we're kind of formalizing that process in response to some changes in state law. We really haven't changed our process during that time. We're specifically naming all the members of those teams and also sharing with the board and the public what our process is for that.
And basically, you have to prepare for what the worst case scenario, right?
Yeah, and those scenarios can be anything across the board. I mean, we've had threat assessment teams, whether it's dealing with students that were concerned about harming themselves or harming others. And we've also dealt with that in terms of other outside threats to the school district.
And then can you give an update? Because I have a junior high student. So she told me today there are two school resource officers at the junior high. Or can you kind of explain just how the resource officers are aligned throughout the district this school year?
Well, right now we have a full-time SRO at the high school, just like we did last year. And also last year we had a full-time SRO at the junior high located in Joy. We've relocated that SRO now to the junior high once we moved to Aledo. So we have an SRO on this, I'll call it this campus, the Apollo Junior High campus here. We are in the process now of contracting with the city of New Boston to procure an SRO for New Boston Elementary School. And the county is responsive to the district office and the classrooms that we have in Joy.